William Hill's In Play Radio.
Aston Villa, 17th place in the league, 28 points from 31 games. QPR, 25 points from 31 games in the relegation zone, 3 points clear of Leicester City. Aston Villa went to Manchester United on Saturday afternoon, got beat 3-1. QPR, incredible result at the Hawthorns. I watched that game here in the InPlay Radio studio, and they deserved their 4-1 victory, obviously. And Bobby Zamora's goal in a weekend full of great goals was an absolute belter.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
This is a man that doesn't train or has limited training because his body's that brittle, that fragile.
Yeah, yeah.
For him to play like that and score a goal like that was exceptional. And that QPR result came from nowhere, didn't it, really?
God knows. I mean, I just couldn't believe that they'd race into that much of a lead, especially this West Brom team who had been keeping clean sheets for fun at home. Probably just one of those days for West Brom. Even the last goal, all they had to do was hoof it clear. They were just messing about with it, and finally Joey Barton managed to latch onto it. But great win for QPR, and it sets this one up nicely, doesn't it? Interesting, like reading some of the comments. You know, Tim Sherwood's never short of a comment or two. He's labelled this game the biggest game for years for Aston Villa. And he's also said that they seem to have more men. He said, we've got different types of players. You look through QPR's side and they've got a lot of players who are men with a lot of experience in there. We've got a few men in there, but we've got a lot of pretty much icing on the cake players. And I'm trying to get that mentality into them to forget about digging out results. It's not what we're cut out to do. I haven't identified many players who can't cope with the pressure, but you don't know until you get out there. This is kind of following on from what he said a couple of weeks ago, which is, my players aren't designed to be a defensive unit. They're attacking players, which only says to me that they will go out and attack. You know, there's no defending to be done here from his... But that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying. Whether or not that materialises on the pitch. I just look at this. Aston Villa will be happy with... Even though they're at home, they'll be happy with a point here, won't they? I think.
Will they?
I
think they need to win it, mate. I really do. I mean, they're on 2 points away from Burnley. They're locked on points with Hull. That would put them above Hull and level with Sunderland. But I think you need to win your home games from here on in. Honestly, do. I mean,
okay.
You look at what have Villa got left here. They've obviously got the FA Cup semi-final to come. They've got Everton, West Ham and Burnley at home. They've got Tottenham, Man City and Southampton away. I don't think they get anything out of any of those three games. Or they won't be expecting to get much out of those three games. So they must win their home games. And that gives them an extra 12 points. If they were to win all of them, it gives them 12 points and moves them on to 40. I don't think they're going to win all three. No. All four, by the way. But, you know, they have to win. I think they have to win this game. I think you'll be sending them out to win it. I think QPR, I don't even know if QPR would be happy with the point. I mean, it puts them level with Burnley at the bottom of the table. They'd go above them on goal difference. But I think both will go for a win here.
Okay.
That impetus that QPR got from the weekend, I don't think they'll want to let that slip. I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, they're going to go out and it's going to be 4-4 or anything. Villa, I've got a few injuries as well, by the way. And Tim Sherwood's been moaning about that, understandably. Alan Hutton, Ashley Westwood and Scott Sinclair all out here. So there could be a few youngsters coming in. Cleverley is available after missing the game at United because... parent club.
That's good news for them, isn't it?
Well, anyone's good news at the minute. I think that Vargas who scored the opener, which was an absolute cracker as well, he's got a knee injury, so he's going to be out. And so is Yun-Suk Young, who got a concussion. But Cranchard comes in, and so does Clint Hill. So, you know, I think QPR are a little bit stronger here than Villa. And I'm going to go with them, 13-5. To do for, you know, you don't get many away wins from QPR, but like buses, two are going to come along at once here. If you don't want to go on the outrights, and it'd be understandable if you don't, I do think that the goals bet is
it's odds
is worth
against
looking at.
Over 2.5 goals is 11-10. Under 2.5 goals is 4-6.
I'd love that. Overs, definite. I mean, Gary Ramsey. Why do I always call him Gary Ramsey?
I was just thinking that
every time I call him, I don't even know who Gary Ramsey is. I've got no idea. Chris Ramsey's. Managed to see them scoring every single goal game while he's been in charge. So you're going to get goals from QPR.
Yes.
And I think they're going to attack. And I think, like I say, I think Villa will attack as well. I can easily see over 2.5 here. And that would be my favourite bet in the game.
11-10 yep. over 2.5 goals in the game. So do check that out. Check out all the markets there. You think these? How do you think these two teams match up against each other from a personnel perspective then, Lee? Just on starting 11s, who do you think has the better team?
It's tough, that, isn't it? I probably agree with Tim Sherwood in that. I think QPR have got the ability to be more solid, you know, and to play in a couple of different ways. Harry Redknapp was interviewed on Five Live this morning. He said he watched the game and he thought they suddenly looked a lot better. And he said the inclusion of Sandro was massive for them. He said he could never get him fit while he was there. He was injured all the time. But he said he makes a huge difference to them. I'd edge QPR. You know, if it was on a neutral venue, I think I'd make QPR the favourites to win it. Benteke is obviously, you know, good goal scorer, and they have got pace, Aston Villa. But it's whether they'll get chance to use that pace. They can't play on the counter-attack as easy at home as they can do away from home, Villa. But, you know, I think they've got goals in them. You know, look, some of the goal score prices are nice as well. Benteke 11-8, Agbonlahor 13-8. As for QPR, Charlie Austin, who's just been fantastic this season, scored, you know, almost half their goals this season. He's 17-10. And if you agree with me that you think there are going to be goals, then that 17-10 is a good bet as well. I'd put him in order of my bets. I'd go over 2.5 as my favourite, 11-10. Charlie Austin as my second favourite at 17-10 to score any time. And the straight QPR win as my third favourite.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.